In his first State of the Nation address after winning the parliamentary election on May the 8th, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says economic recovery is the major task of the new administration.
We cannot turn our fortunes around without a relentless focus on economic growth. Within the next decade, it is our ambition that our economy should be growing at a far greater rate than our population growth, as I said. It is only when we reach consistently high rates of economic growth that we will be able to reverse the economic damage of our past.
Ramaphosa admits the economic prospects this year are not that positive.
We make this assertion at a time when the economic outlook is extremely weak. Now, following the sharp contraction in growth in the first quarter, the Reserve Bank now projects that growth in 2019 is likely to be lower than anticipated in the February budget.
As such, Ramaphosa suggests the economic focus is going to be on stabilizing South Africa's core economic generators, including agriculture, mining, and tourism.
To meet our growth targets, we will rebuild the foundations of our economy by revitalizing and expanding the productive sectors of our economy. This requires us to reimagine our industrial strategy, to unleash private investment and energize the state to boost economic inclusion. It requires the state to effectively play its role as an enabler that provides infrastructure, that provides basic services. We will give priority attention to the economic sectors that have the greatest potential for growth.
Ramaphosa has also laid out economic targets for the next 10 years, including creating 2 million jobs for young people, as well as halving the violent crime in the country. The three-hour speech has met with significant applause. However, the opposition remains wary of Ramaphosa's grand ambition. Musi Maimane, leader of South Africa's largest opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, says he's quite disappointed with Ramaphosa's speech.
But really no tangible plan. There was no tangible plan on rural safety, no tangible plan on what are we going to do at Eskom. More rhetoric coming from the president. The deep disappointment with the speech today was the fact that it was all based on a dream, but really no tangible plans as to how we get us in the next 5 years.
South Africa's economy declined by 3.2% in the first quarter of this year. The unemployment rate now stands at 27%, the highest in 15 years. For CRI, I am Gao Junya.